Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. You know, one day you realize that it's time to have an honest heart-to-heart talk with yourself. So you sit down and in front of the mirror and you're surprised how long it's been since you checked in. You might even be happy to see yourself. And you look into your eyes and you say, Betty Jane, what is it that you want? What do you want? You ask yourself, what is it that you want? And you start telling what you want, you know. All the things, and you listen and you have feelings. Maybe you have a cry, and maybe you get angry about something. And eventually you say, you know, I just want to be at peace. I just want to be happy. And something comes over you. You just close your eyes. And you stop. And there's a kind of stillness that comes over you. A kind of deep letting go. And you're quiet. Your mind is, it's sort of relieved itself, you know? It needed to vent. It needed to express what it wanted. The heart needed to express what it wanted. All the things that it didn't have and all the things that it couldn't deal with and didn't understand. But that's all past now. That's all gone for at least now. And there's just this and you can't even say anything. Because your heart starts to smile. And you don't even have to have words anymore to tell yourself what's happening. Because you're at peace. You're actually happy. And nothing changed. But everything changed. And then you decide to write a book and become a spiritual teacher, and and all goes down the tube, down the drain. It's important to have an honest heart-to-heart talk with yourself. There you are looking in the mirror and, you know, you're saying, "What, is it okay for me to express my feelings? I didn't think that was spiritual." Thought I wasn't supposed to be angry. But you realize that's not who you are or what you are. That's just some movement, some healthy fire going through your meridians. And you realize that actually allowing your energy to move is healthy, because stuffing it or acting out is destructive. But you learn to be alive in your humanity, and you find that that actually forwards enlightenment, so to speak. You actually begin to find out that you actually begin to realize and have profound gratitude for being human, because you realize that's what brings forth realization. Being human is what enlightens you. We don't know how to be human, because we've been programmed to be somebody. But when you are honest with yourself, you begin to heal your homing device, your that which brings you back to your center. And you begin to go there more and more, because it's natural to be awake in the true sense of that. It's natural to be connected. The real truth of non-duality is that our human nature and our divine nature is the same thing. It's only our thoughts that think they're different. And when you awaken, or when you even have a glimpse of awakening or a taste of awakening, in those moments you are free. You are integrated. And that's why when you have those moments, they are probably the most compelling in human experience. Inspiring. Because truly we are looking for meaning. Ultimately,
What's the point? What are we doing here? What is it? The search for meaning is what leads us to find the truth. So even checking in with yourself and having a heart-to-heart is a way of finding truth, even if it's relative, so to speak. Because even that will open the doors to the infinite. Let yourself drop away. Let yourself open and surrender right now. And be vulnerable. Be available. That's it. We get conditioned to protect, to keep it over there. No, no, no. Please, please, please. No, no, no. Please, I want, no, it's too much, Can't handle that. You can sense the room expanding, deepening in presence here, if you're aware of that. Because I'm not talking to your head. Never. You may be listening from there, but that's not what I'm talking to. Your whole being is an instrument, a profound instrument. Even when you speak, you're creating music that's infinite. Honor yourself. Respect yourself. Take care of yourself because you are a temple, a divine temple. And the secrets that you want to discover are literally what you are. So ask for what you need and want, and ask for the guidance that will free you and heal you. And give you whatever you need, even on a relative level. Why not? Be inspired. Find your inspiration right here. And then it will be everywhere. Be willing to be available to endless learning and discovery. Becoming more sensitive and discovering all the time. Or even right now. Right now. What are you missing right now? What's not quite in your awareness right now that there, see? Did you feel that? Opening. So even if you ask yourself, questioning opens you. It's like you're saying, hey, I'm available. Or maybe when you're in the mirror, you say, I want to be available, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid to put down my guard. I'm afraid of being hurt, of being misunderstood, of what will people think of me? If I were true to myself. I hear people tell me that. But I'm afraid of being, I don't know if I want to get enlightened. I might upset somebody. I want to read you something. I haven't done that in a long time. I used to do that. But it just occurred to me, that you might like hearing this interaction I had with someone. We actually were texting. And I asked him if I could publish it. He said, yeah. I said, I won't use your name. We both found it very something. So I thought I'd share it here first, if I may. Not too long. I have to get my phone out, my glasses. This is him writing to me. The natural state of awareness is my day-to-day experience, which includes being the seamless oneness. But I am not fully aware of myself in deep sleep each night. Is this an indication that the full depth of emptiness is not yet realized? I wrote, who cares? I put who in quotes. And then he wrote, yes, even the concept of someone caring also happens in this openness. Thank you. A couple of hearts. It's okay. I won't say now. You can still be a human being, quote unquote, with feelings, personality, and a, quote, separate identity, unquote, and be free. He writes, yes, I see this too, and is certainly my experience. Then I wrote, if you're still quantifying, comparing, and analyzing your experience, your dream consciousness, for instance, that's just your human, quote unquote. Love it, accept it, make nice on it. Make nice, you know what that means? My mother used to say, you know, make nice. Yeah. Like you're petting a kitty. Yeah. Then he wrote, ah, my original teacher, much love. I guess that was great for gratitude. And then I wrote, there is no such thing as, quote, the full depth of emptiness, unquote. Emptiness by its very nature is limitless and immeasurable. Yes, this is good. I feel this. Yet my human comes in to make sure I've really got it. I responded, he's insecure, that's all. Yes, that's true. I wrote, don't bypass, quote, the need for your human emotional expression and release to transmute. That was the whole talk today, by the way. And he wrote, "Yes, I have learned a lot from you in this regard. Some of it gets so subtle." I wrote, "Yes, it does. But that transmutation of the, quote, human experience, quote, human experience is essential for fueling the ever-deepening and expanding into that which we truly are." He wrote, "This part is very important for me right now. Not overly serious, but I can tell this is important." And I wrote, "Every molecule of your human form is literally," and I put in quote, "God," forgive me, "made from God, or your true nature, if you need a neutral word to point at, quote, it." And then Zen, and then I wrote, "Zen, colon, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Matter is energy. Be grateful and embrace your humanity. It's literally what is enlightening you. I feel much appreciation for this simple exchange." I said this earlier. Anyway, the truth of non-duality is this: your human nature and divine nature are one thing. That was it. So while I was eating my steel-cut oats, I thought we call it breakfast, steel-cut oats breakfast satsang. Yeah. I just thought that was helpful, that interaction. That's why I asked if I could share it, because I thought, you know, I think this is what many people can benefit from hearing and being reassured. They're not so worried about these concerns because you've heard this and that and you've got your measuring device out and you're deciding how far along you are, how much further you have to go. Forget that. You don't know. And nobody else does either. So don't believe them if they bullshit you into telling you they know. They don't. Trust yourself. Trust your heart. You'll find your way. You are finding your way. That's the truth. So have a heart-to-heart whenever you need it. As my mom used to say to me, "Get it off your chest, honey." Don't carry that around. You're meant to be happy. Even if things aren't so great, you know? I mean, have you seen La La Land by any chance? I don't know. I love that film. The music keeps going in my head. I don't. This is, so I just want to go and dance on the cars out there. And they shut a freeway down for 3 days to film that scene. They rehearsed one day. And then they filmed for two, and it was 100 degrees. It was. Can you believe that? Wow. Yeah, that's got energy. But I think I listened to the director, who I think is a genius, talking about it. And I shouldn't say because it gives it away. Never mind. If you haven't seen it, that would be a spoiler. Never mind. Okay. Well, let me know when you've all seen it, and then we can. Sorry about it. Okay. Well, it is funny about learning things all the time. I mean, I think that if you can enjoy that, if you can enjoy being wrong and actually find it amusing, you're doing well. If you can have a good laugh at your own sort of mishigas, that means craziness, that's good. Yeah. I've been, it's really odd because I've been really hot lately, and I thought, what's going on? And then I remembered that the healer that I see in... That was good. In Molokai, it has me taking cayenne capsules. And I forgot, you know, of course. And I'm thinking, why am I so hot? Oh, maybe it's the cayenne. Okay, I better stop. A lot of people really like that talk I gave recently here, the Oasis one, remember that? We just put it up on the podcast. I was just listening to it today. If you haven't heard it, it's Arriving at the Oasis. Yeah. So if you'd like to come up, you're welcome. I just raise your hand if you have a question or something that's up you want to work with.
So I've been feeling pretty emotional, irritable, angry, exhausted, sad, heavy. And I have no idea why. It's been a good week, straight week, just up and down, up and down, up and down. And
what's up like?
Up is normal, like I can go to work.
Okay.
And talk to people. Mm-hmm. And then the tears come and the heaviness and feeling. Like it's just too hard to just be in this body. And I just want out. And, you know, it's like for I have no idea why, and I stop asking because I don't even need to know, and I'm kind of just feeling everything. Not making any stories about around it. It's just I am really kind of caught up. Like I'm curious of, you know, why this is happening. The curiosity is here. So I've never felt like this in my whole life. There's periods of sadness and grief, and I mean, I know that I experienced throughout my life, but not to kind of not to this extent. The more I sit in silence, the harder it gets. So
what gets harder?
More of this comes out.
Okay. Well, let's sit together. Okay? Okay, so put your feet separate on the floor. Good. And your hands like this. That's it. Good. And let's look at each other. Is that okay? Good. Let's just sit together. And I just want you to look here, but don't think about it. That's it. That's right. Let it come up. It's okay. Just let it come up. You're opening. It's hard. Just let it come up. I know. I'm with you. I'm with you. This is what I call the rude awakening. Okay, you've had an awakening, and it was very inspiring, and you were all like groovy, wonderful, blah, blah, you know? Remember? Yeah. This is the hard part. But I understand this very well. You'll be fine. You're going to be fine. It's growing pains. Okay? It's good. The bud is breaking so the rose can bloom. Okay? Just let it come out. Fine, you're fine. I can see it and feel it. I'm right with you. But part of you is trying to hold it back. That's the problem. And, you know, you have to go to work, which sucks. Right? It does.
Yeah, it really does suck.
Yeah. That's why people built monasteries and built hermitages. A good reason for it. Seriously.
I find it hard to just be around people. I don't want to be around people. Oh, I'm avoiding people because I can't be. I'm just really negative around them.
I'm not people. Come on. I'm teasing you a little bit. It's okay. But let's. Yeah, this is what you need. Glad you're coming to the retreat. Good timing.
I know. We're counting down the days.
Good. Just let's get you aligned here and calibrated and also a little bit cleansed so your grounding will be stronger. That's yeah, because that's part of the difficulty right now. So I would recommend for you a very specific practice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You can try it. You can mess with it, experiment with it, and you can not do it. It's fine if you don't. Okay, and this is it. Basically what we're doing now, but I want you to be aware of your feet on the ground. I want you to feel them, sense them. Put your attention down there. That's good. And you can cry all you need to. That's it. Feel your rear on the chair, your legs on the chair. Good. Let it come up. Come on. Let it come. It's okay. Good. Just let it come out. Good. Great. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah, so let it come out. Let it come out. See, the body has to get in, has to get used to the energy and the expansion. The body has to break down to handle the light and the infinite vastness. That's why people do sitting practices and yoga practices for a long time. So that when they start becoming more available to the divine, they can actually handle it physically. You know? Otherwise, there's all this kundalini blowout stuff where people can't deal with it. I had tons of kundalini back when I was a monk. It was like every day. You know, but I was, you know, on a damn zafu, you know, staring at the wall. It was a good position to be in for that. Okay, good. Now you're getting a little more present. You feel it? Good. See? You're not flipping out.
Thank God.
You're not. You're not flipping out. You're opening. That's it. And the parts of you that aren't comfortable with opening are resisting. Ironically, suffering is the resistance to being free. That's what it actually is. Can you believe that?
That's exactly my experience.
That's right. It's everyone's experience. But they think about it and they want to figure it out and that doesn't help. Mm-hmm. This is it. So let's stay right here. And so when you're on your own, feel the ground, your hands on your legs, and feel the breath down in your hara, your tantien, below your navel, three finger widths. Be aware of the breath there. Okay? Okay. If you can't feel your breath there, then practice lying down so you can feel your belly go up with inhale and down with exhale, okay? And start to put your fingertips next to your belly. So you can train yourself to begin to allow the breath to breathe in that way and to be aware. Now you're getting, that's better. You feel yourself expanding? Can you feel that or no? A little bit? Good. Just feel, be aware of that. Be the expansion. Be the space. The habit of ourself keeps us wanting to be in this constricted container, but that isn't going to happen. You can't do that anymore. You can't. This is what I mean. I used to say, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. If you do, it's a nightmare. It is. I've seen people suffer for a long, long time doing that. Horrible. Don't do that. Okay.
Thank you.
Don't leave. Are you going to leave?
No.
No, just keep sitting here. You okay? How's it going?
Kind of in a daze.
What?
Kind of in a daze.
Good. Good. Keep looking. We're barely getting started. That's it. That's it. Breathe. Get out of your head and totally enter your breath so that your breath breathes light and energy and consciousness into your whole body. That's what pranayama is. Okay? That's what qigong is. It's the same thing. That's it. Good. Don't think. Cry all you need to. It's fine. Okay? You're going to be fine. But you need to practice.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you need to. Even if it's hours a day. In the morning, at night, whatever. All night, whatever. Do what you need to do. It's okay. You're going to be okay. I'm really glad you came up. I know it's very difficult.
There's just so much sadness.
Couldn't hear anything else.
There's so much sadness that okay. I'm resisting. I mean, it's here.
Okay.
It's been here.
All right. Well, when you're home and you feel more comfortable, just wail away. Just tell him to let you go through it.
He knows I've been for a week.
It may be activating his own stuff. So that's also, you know, when you're in...
Yeah.
This is very important. You need to be able to let this happen through you. Don't let anything stop it when you're doing it on your own, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't worry, I got you. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay. You know, there's a lot of people that have that kind of thing going on. It's not uncommon at all. Not that many people talk about it, but I work with a lot of people going through all kinds of stuff like this. So that's why I'm teaching what I teach. That's exactly why. That's how I had to learn it myself. You know, you're forced to learn this stuff, trust me. So I thought another title of a book is Forced to Learn. Do you think that? Actually, somebody recommended a title, which you already laughed at earlier, which maybe I will use, Who Cares? I think that might be misunderstood.
Who cares?
Who cares? You think it'd be a good seller? Bobby, please come on up.
Hi. Well, it was like, was it her or was it me? That's the way I felt. I thought, wait, that was my story there, you know. So, I've been feeling, well, sitting tonight, I didn't want to open my eyes. I didn't want to stop sitting because I felt like I could let my mask down, that I was sitting there in my own presence. And even though it was, it felt almost intolerable at some times, I kept, you know, bringing myself back into my body. And And I realize that I often disassociate when it gets too uncomfortable, and I can go into this, you know, kind of bliss space, but it doesn't feel connected and doesn't feel real anymore. At first it felt like, oh, this is amazing. No,
that's interesting. You can see that.
Yeah.
Very good.
And, you know, when we were on Molokai, you know, and you told me, I mean, you've been telling me that for a couple years now, you know, to ground myself. And but I really got it this time. And so every time I start feeling that intense energy, you know, I just, I notice, you know, I get a lot of tension in my legs, but I've been trying to really sit in that.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, there are times where, when I can relax enough, it shifts. It's not like this indescribable pain. It's like, oh, it's a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I was basically telling myself the same things you were telling Denise, you know, when I was going through it, you know, that it's my resistance and my fear. And there were times where I could let go.
And when you told yourself that, was it reassuring?
Yeah.
Good.
I was petting myself. I was thinking about, you know, you and Bunny and, yeah.
Good. Yeah, that's important because, you know, sometimes it just is hard and that's how it is.
Yeah.
And maybe it doesn't get better. You know, maybe the pain is there and it's difficult for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, have a hot bath, get a massage. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do something else.
Yeah, there's always been this sense of, oh, when I get past this, right? When this gets healed, when this gets better.
Yeah, finish the sentence. What?
Everything will be okay then. And right. It's not okay now. You know? And I'm tired of not being okay, you know? I'm tired. I mean, if I'm wounded, I'm wounded, you know, that's okay. You know, I've had, you know, some hard things happen to me in my life, right? And I'm really trying to wear that a little bit lighter and not make everything about that, but yet.
Really drop, hearing here is something else.
Okay.
Different than this, actually, just to be clear.
That's fine.
And let me say what it is that I'm getting.
Okay.
And this is a little more feedback about how to let what's happening for you and the way your guidance system is working. And I think what I'm getting is be careful about how you're telling yourself what's happening.
Right.
Because I think there's a way that you keep generating a story about it. And keep yourself disconnected from it.
Yes.
So I would say, you know, you can express how you're feeling, but then drop the story. Mm-hmm. If you're not dropping the story, then you're not really expressing it. Mm-hmm. You're just running it.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
That's not working.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's where you want to have a... how can I say it? An intervention in yourself where you truly drop out of thinking.
I don't know how to do that.
Completely into sensing.
I don't know how to do that. I'm helping still right now.
I know. Don't worry about it. It's just right here. Okay. You can do whatever you have to do to function. I'm not saying you have to do this when do whatever you have to do when you need to function. That's fine. You know, realization and awakening will integrate and cross-contextualize naturally without you having to orchestrate it and figure out how the hell to do it. Because you're never going to do that. That's not going to work. So be, you know, shut down, dissociate, or whatever you need to do to function, fine. Okay? But I'm talking about now, when you're really working here in this space of transformation, then you don't have to function.
Can I move this?
You get it? You can break down. You can be willing to go over that precipice of your control.
Yeah, I felt like I couldn't do that with my eyes open.
Okay, well, whatever. Find the way that works for you. You mean even here or you can't?
I can't.
Can or can't?
I feel safe with you.
Okay, well, let's just be here then. So just if you give attention to the awareness, the story and all of that's going to just dissolve instantly. It just will. That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no space for the story. No. So not at all.
Keeps wanting to interject.
Well, but, yeah, that's a defense.
Yeah.
So when you're running the story, you know you're protecting yourself. And if that's as good as you can do right then, fine. Just let it be. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, shoot.
Okay? You can't push the river, honey. Don't push it. It does it all by itself.
So hard to not know what I'm doing.
It's doing it. You're not doing it. Just let it work through you in the way that it is. Keep it simple. Okay? All right. Please. Does somebody else have their hand over here?
Last time we spoke, I came to you at your place, and we spoke a lot about energies. And I've been coming really aware of how energetic I feel inside, especially mm-hmm. now when I sit with you. I just mm-hmm. feel it come up my neck. I've had a long history in school with chemistry, and now I'm studying philosophy and something about this mind is really ripe for me. It's been this exploration of how do I integrate, I think, some of this energy in my mind. I feel it so strongly sort of come up and hear, mm-hmm. sort of stay. Mm. And I can feel it in my skull.
Mm-hmm.
And it sometimes gives me fantasy images of sort of red aggression, sort of animalistic, energetic movement like that. Mm-hmm. It can also turn into disdain, disconnect from people. And mm-hmm. Let the
top of your head open up. Just be aware of the top of your head so it's not being held in there. You know, if you're doing a lot of, when you're in school, and you're doing all that thinking, it's just all that, you know, that it could get so, there are people who do a lot of work where they're just thinking all the time. It can just get so built up in there, it needs to clear out.
I feel it along my neck right
now. Yeah, that's when it happens, or it can get stuck in, because what I'd like, just be aware of the top of your head. Just imagine a fountain could come out of the top of your head. You can just imagine it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, don't hold it. It really helps to let it really move. We have these subtle holding patterns in our body that we hardly notice. This is where you really want to pay attention. You have to pay attention in a way that doesn't keep the restriction going. This is the trick of paying attention. I try to talk about that. It's not easy to teach that. You have to discover it. How you bring attention can actually interfere or can actually facilitate. You understand? No? You can, let's say you put attention on something, you can do it like a laser focus. And it can be And it could be such that it keeps things held. It becomes the tension actually is a holding. But you could also widen the lens and have a big field where there's no holding, but you're very aware and you're still focused. You understand what I mean? So the quality of how you give attention can make a huge difference in what's going on in here. People often put too much attention on their feelings in a way where the feelings can't release. It's very tricky. It's very subtle to learn how to get out of the way and yet be present. That's what's needed. So you can only find that out by your own discovery of paying attention. It's not something you're going to figure out. It's something that will reveal itself to you as you become more attentive. Okay? Even just the thought. I mean, even these are just suggestions for... The suggestions are just a kind of guidelines for experimenting and discovering and exploring and seeing how it works. I'll give you an example. When I used to do... be a full-time Alexander Technique teacher and was working with a lot of people in performing arts and dancers and all kinds of musicians and stuff. And I would be, they wore clothing, but they'd be lying on the back on the table work, not the movement work, the table work, and I would be lifting their leg and holding their knee up and I would be mobilizing their hip socket. But it's not aggressive, it's very subtle. And I'd feel that they were really gripping in their hip socket, like they were just, you know, like really. And I'd say, okay, now let go of your hip socket, and all of a sudden, get tighter. That the way, you know, and now you understand what I'm talking about. Good. Yeah, that's what I mean. And so I stopped giving that instruction because I realized it actually wasn't working. And then I had the luck to be spending time with this wonderful healer in Oakland, Muriel Chapman, who was an osteopath. And, you know, she had been practicing for 60-some years. She was practiced into her 90s. Amazing. She saw 20 people a day when she was 90. She had miracles. She was enlightened. And anyway, she'd say, now let it let go. I went, wow. That's, see what I'm saying? That's it. Okay, so there's a way, and you'll find your own way, but basically you understand what I'm saying. This is what I was trying to say to Bobby. People can bring attention, like, well, I'm doing mindfulness, but they're actually pushing the river, getting in the way. This is where you need to find out that subtle place where you're really not in the way. I guarantee you it's a relief when you're not in the way. It's like, ugh, it becomes easy, actually. Painful maybe, but still easy. I hope that's helpful to you. Yeah? Okay. We will meet again. Good to see you. Thanks for coming up. We do have a little more time just to sit together, okay? Just to be in the space here right now, this energized space. I'll talk a little bit at this point, but just let yourself drop in as you're able to into this moment of being here. I often use the word cooking to describe what people were sharing today here, for the most part. And you might be cooking right now. Your internal healing transmutational process may be working through you in a way that could be intense. Excuse me. So if it is, just breathe and be with it as you can. Let it do what it's doing. People want to be enlightened. They want to be free, and they find this pathless path that we're here in together. And it's like a roller coaster ride you didn't know you were getting on. We hear about the oasis, and that sounds pretty groovy. But we don't hear too much about being in the desert on the way. So learn to trust even the difficulty, even the struggle, even the resistance. Because it's in trusting that eventually you let go. It's easy to not realize how powerful what you're doing here is. I just really want to underline that because we're all busy and have lives that are infinitely varied, right? But I think it's important to be honest about that, to really, you know, make space for what you've committed yourself to in your healing, in your discovery, in your transformation. And be patient, you know, and it helps to have this kind of support, right? So benefit from that, take advantage of that. But also remind yourself that you've chosen a very profound, extraordinary, and often difficult journey, okay? And if you need to realize also that whose life is this? What's really happening? And I think that we get so self-absorbed, so sort of, we don't realize that we're part of something that's, we're not separate from this vast, infinite mystery of life. So what you're tapping into here and deepening into and really diving into is very, very profound and powerful and transformative and can make all kinds of movements and changes through you. So it's important to keep that perspective, I think, a little bit so you can, you know, not lose sight of that. Otherwise it can be harder if you forget that. Okay, is that helpful? Say that, yeah, yeah. That's why I often emphasize compassion and forgiveness and patience, because for the human experience, it can be very difficult. The spiritual part's groovy. I mean, you don't have to sell that. That's obvious, right? It's a beautiful high. But that's not the whole thing. So So anyway, I'm rambling. I'm delighted to be here, as always, with you. It's always such a surprise and discovery, even for me, all the time, really. And I look forward to seeing you guys soon, those who I'll see on retreat next week. And everyone else, take great care of yourself, and happy trails. Thank you.